Another week of high school football in Enderland Maple Valley will continue their season opening road games as they travel to Lisbon, which will be the game of the week on Thunder Country. And joining us is Falcons head coach Nathan Hooch. A season opener for you guys last week, Coach, 12-6 loss to Central Dakota. I know there was a lot of inexperience for this team, a lot of fresh faces. Do you feel like that was a lot of the factor into the way this game went?
Yeah, I would say that, but you know, we didn't execute for the most part all game on offense. We had a couple little spurts where I was proud of the way that we executed, but our skill guys would do the right job, and then the offensive linemen would miss some assignments, and then offensive linemen would hold up, and then our guys would run the wrong routes, and it was kind of a frustrating evening as the offensive play caller in that regard. But you know what, we stepped up defensively the entire game, only giving up the 12 points, and you know, they didn't get a first down the entire game on a first or a second down play, which was impressive on those downs, but also made it quite frustrating because they had a really high efficiency mark when it came to third and fourth down conversions. So overall, it was a frustrating evening, but a lot of things that can easily be changed, hopefully in 1 week of practice.
You mentioned the offensive line. The rushing game was not what you typically see in Falcons football. I think you outpassed your quarterback, outpassed your rushing game, which is something you've done the last couple of years. What have been those conversations with that line, and what are you looking to do adjustment-wise for them?
We just made a couple little adjustments up front. Focused a lot yesterday at practice on pass protection involving our running back and our tight end, and just making sure that we're all on the same page. You know, there was a lot of coming over during quarter breaks and timeouts, a little confusion. They had eight guys in the box and brought a lot of pressure. So guys were, you know, passing guys off to non-existent blockers, which put chance by the quarterback in a couple situations that he wasn't quite used to, based on not having a lot of pressure yet in his career as a quarterback. So, you know, we hopefully get those things shored up this week before we play Lisbon, so we can have a more efficient both passing and running attack.
Anytime someone steps into the quarterback role, that's always a big position. And for Chance, having not played football, he's 4 of 14, 111 yards, a touchdown. Unfortunately, three interceptions in that game. But overall, how do you feel about his debut as your quarterback?
Honestly, he probably threw one of the nicest passes I've ever seen on the touchdown that he hit Carson Hobelson with. It was absolutely perfect. Carson ran an absolutely beautiful route, made the guy bite, and went right by him. And Chance put it in the perfect spot where Carson didn't have to break stride. But there's, you know, a couple little things that, you know, he's a first-year quarterback, so the safety didn't bite on his head fake, his pump fake on one of our passes, and you know, a couple where we had a guy running in the wrong position, and he threw it where one guy was supposed to be and ended up bringing another defender there by one guy running the wrong route. So, you know, we had a couple that he threw up for grabs and was hoping our receivers would come down with, and unfortunately we weren't able to make a play. The 4 for 14 doesn't necessarily justify how well I did think that he played. He gained some yards on the ground for us early on in the game, which opened up the passing attack. But, you know, we just need to be more efficient for all 11 guys on the field in order for this to be successful.
You mentioned how well you thought the defense played against Central Dakota. Darian Walburn, 13 tackles, a fumble recovery. Ty Combs, 12 tackles. Lane Combs had 11. What was going well for those guys, and overall what was going well for the defense?
Ability to contain them and keep them to those 3 or 4 yards every single play. I know it's frustrating when you give up 15 play drives that span, you know, 8 minutes, but besides the last drive of the game, unfortunately, we didn't give up a big play the whole game. I mean, it was just little chunks of yardage that bit us. So I was really proud of the guys for keeping the ball in front of them throughout the entire game until the last drive. And you know, I thought we tackled really, really well. Not a whole lot of stuff off the phone, which was a nice thing to do come Friday night after the game. And I was proud the way that the first game can get a little sloppy with missed tackles typically, but I thought our guys did a nice job of being efficient tacklers in the first game. Yeah.
This is the last season for the Central Dakota Titans. That co-op's going to dissolve, and some of the schools are going to go somewhere else, and some of them will go with other programs. And I know these athletes meet each other on the hardwood, the baseball field. They meet each other all throughout different times of the year, but Central Dakota is a team that you've had on the schedule for a while. How does it feel that, you know, that program will be no more after this season?
Well, it's unfortunate for us because it's kind of been our opening game for the last 2 years, and we've had them as a non-region opponent for the past, well, since I've started coaching, so for 6 years. And it's always fun to be able to play them. It's been a competitive game pretty much about 4 of the 6 years. We got them good 1 year. They got us good the other year. And besides that, it's been within a touchdown every year. So it's always been a fun one to play. It's exciting for us that we're not going to get to see them on a year-to-year basis.
You'll continue on the road to open your season Friday night, which will be our game of the week on Thunder Country 98.3. You'll play against Lisbon, a team that's been in somewhat of a rebuilding mode the last couple of years, numbers-wise, getting players' experience. You beat them last year. This year, almost a whole new team, but something that they're going to return is linemen, a lot of two-way linemen, knowing that you had some struggles last week, and that's who you play this week. How much of a focus, again, is that play up front, and what else are you expecting out of Lisbon?
We're expecting them to run it virtually every single play, and then when they're not running it, they're going to play action us, and if we're not disciplined and our eyes float into the backfield instead of the guy that we're supposed to be focusing on, they're going to hit us with big plays. They did a tremendous job of both running the football and getting big play action plays on Langdon, who is no slouch. So it'll be a big game for us, for our offensive line and our defensive line, to see if we can hold up. I thought we did an okay job last week against a really tough offensive line, but they certainly will be challenged. Lisbon, they pushed guys around. They were getting 3-4 yards a push with their offensive line against a stout Langdon team. So if our front four on defense don't come to play Friday night, it could be a long, frustrating night. But I have the utmost confidence in us that our guys will do our job up front, cleaning up in the trenches.
You can hear that game against Lisbon, Angular, Maple Valley, and Lisbon. That'll be, again, the game of the week on Thunder Country 98.3 and NewsDakota.com. We've been talking with Nathan Hoots, head coach of the Falcons. Coach, thanks and good luck on Friday night.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.